My fellow humans from planet Earth and beyond, good day. Happy Monday if you're listening live. Yes, brand new show here at the new station, CJSF 90.1 FM, the new location, that is. It's been around the station for years and years, but now we are in the new student union building here at Simon Fraser University. And I am Nick Legacy, your host for the next 2 hours of this globally infused music program. And, well, yes, we are broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, yes, just east of Vancouver, in the land, the unceded ancestral home of Coast Salish nations, including the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh people. So, yes, we are lucky and happy to be here. And we have some guests coming to the show very soon from a band called Dirty Bellows, a accordion-driven party band, and we're going to hear a bit of their story, a bit of their music, and we will hear some music from the homeland of the leader of the band, which is Russia, a part of Russia called Krasnodar, if I'm saying that right. So yes, we'll hear a lot of their influences, bands from Alex's hometown, and so on. So yeah, definitely a party music kind of show coming up for you. And I'm going to introduce the band before they get here, from their new live EP. Here is a series of cover songs smashed together. This is Cat Lamb Jean with some melodies you'll certainly recognize. Dirty Bellows here on Wandering Rhythms Radio. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio here. And we just heard a little piece of music by Quantic and Nidia Gongora from their new album, Almas Conectadas. That was called Pronto Alivio. And before that, we heard a band that we are now speaking with live in the studio. At least half the band. Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick.
Oh, nice. You got that sparkling water. So great for Monday afternoons.
Yeah, gotta hydrate.
Exactly. So, wow, this room, I didn't realize until this first time having guests in, having more than one microphone on. It's a little canyon-like in here. The new station, the walls are still pretty bare, but yeah, hey, cool. So, would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
My name is Alexei, I play bayan.
My name is Alex, and I play bass and drums.
Okay, so a lot of people know what bass and drums are, but maybe less people know what bayan is.
Oh, it's a type of accordion with round buttons. It's called also chromatic accordion. Widely popular in Russia and Eastern Europe, I'd say. Serbia, Italy, actually, too. Yeah.
A lot of buttons. Looks like, kind of like a spaceship.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Cool. So is that where you're from?
I'm from Russia, yeah.
Cool. And what part of Russia specifically?
I was born in the south, a city called Krasnodar, but then my parents moved to the far east, which is kind of like Siberia, a bunch of snow and bears and wolves and crazy Russians, I guess. And then we moved back to the south, and then I grew up and got the hell out of there. Now I'm here.
All right. Welcome. Cool. And Alex, so we got Alexei from Russia and Alex from?
Nova Scotia. Which is kind of also desolate, like Siberia, but without the Russians.
The Far East.
Yet.
And tell us a little bit about your band. We heard them just before that last little kind of quieter number. We heard from Dirty Bellows, we heard Cat Lamb Jean right there from your new live EP called Live at Franklin Studio.
That's right. Yeah, it's a code word for Katyusha Lambada Billie Jean, which is basically a mashup of all those songs. Katyusha is kind of a Russian folk song about a girl who's waiting for a guy to return back from the war. This is how the band started, actually. We just started jamming with Roberto, our percussionist, and that was the first tune that popped up. Mm-hmm. And then we decided that we want to kind of do a mashup of different songs, and then Lambada naturally weaved into that, and we decided to cap it off with Michael Jackson.
So you guys are COVID project. Like it's existed or began during the pandemic.
Yeah, like all of us have like our main bands. Alex here plays in Super Christian, Super Crystal. Jesus, Super Crystal.
Yeah, there you go. You gotta get the rolling R in there.
Yeah, that's his main band.
That's a super cool band, too. How do you describe it? Kind of Balkan psych something?
I guess, yeah, we're hyping up both the bands now. Yeah, it's more of like a Balkan kind of surf rock ska band, I guess is the best way I could think to describe
Balkan
it.
Balkan fusion.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's Alex's main band, I guess. I also have another main band, which I play. It's called Normal People Play Punk. Roberto has obviously Camaro 67, super cool Afrobeat band. And our drummer Isaac, aka Anton Isakowski, he plays in Mingua. You might know that band.
Yeah, that's my band too. Yeah.
So when the COVID hit, all of our bands went on hiatus because nobody was jamming, nobody was allowed to. But us four, I guess, were so driven and wanted to play music. It was basically our oxygen, I guess, so we could not play. So we just started playing whatever.
And the idea at first was to just play outside whenever, because there's no indoor shows, right?
Yeah. Like, our main idea was just to do busking, because that's the only way the music was surviving at the COVID summer. So that's what we did. We just, got a list that people would like on the streets, and then we played it during the summer, and it worked well.
Nice. Here we are on the radio now.
So bayan, like as the lead vocal sort of in the songs, right? Like taking over all these pop songs and melodies and stuff, and then...
Yeah, that's the thing about accordion and bayan, that it kind of covers a lot of frequencies. You can play rhythm with the left hand and then melodies on the right. And yeah, so I kind of substitute vocals with the right hand for the melodies and did the rhythm with the left hand, and then Alex and Isaac give the tight and juicy rhythm section, and Roberto spices it up with his percussions.
A little bit of Latin spice on top there?
Oh, yeah, not a little bit, a lot of it. Cool. If it goes mild, medium spice, we do all spicy.
Whoa, okay.
In terms of Latin spice.
So, yeah, a mix of Eastern European and then Latin American music, man.
Yeah.
Got a winning combination right there.
And a good source of mainstream pop melodies so that people can recognize. And
let's play another one here from this new album, which is not officially, nobody's heard this yet. You guys didn't
release it? Yeah, we didn't release it officially yet, but I guess we have to now. It was just a snippet of our band, like the way we sounded on that COVID summer. Like, this is how we played on the streets of Vancouver in the summer 2020. 2021.
I don't even know what year.
2001, I think.
So. This past summer.
Yeah, this past summer.
Yeah, whichever year that was.
Yeah, Final Frog Bonita, which is Final Countdown, Crazy Frog, and La Isla Bonita. I like that one.
Nice. Okay, here we are. Dirty Bellows on Wandering Rhythms. Was Dirty Bellows' Final Frog Bonita, and we're going to hear another track with the Bayan by Alexi here with the band Russian Tim and Pavel Burres. Here is Atas.
Теперь горбатый. Я сказал горбатый. Yeah.
Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio. Oh yeah, three mics on. So nice and boomy. We just heard from a couple of bands with the Bayan here in Vancouver. That last one, I really could have been convinced that they were actually in Russia. But no, that's a Vancouver band right there.
Russian Tim and Pavel Buriz hit them up. They're pretty cool and fun punk band in Vancouver. And Russian Tim is a cool character. He's from Russia initially, and he kind of drives the whole punk scene in Vancouver, putting on shows and letting bands, up-and-coming bands, give him a chance to play and share the music.
All kinds of bands?
Like, well, mostly punk, but he kind of expands the horizon too. Like at the release show that we did with him, Fox Cabaret, he had Balkan Schmalkan, he had us, Dirty Bellows, open, and there was another band called Uptights, which is also like pop punk, I'd say. So yeah, pretty diverse scene he's trying to keep, and that's a cool thing.
Just to clarify, Pavel Bure is not in that band, because he's the most famous hockey player ever in Vancouver Canucks history.
I think it's just a nickname for, you know, the other band members, Pavel Buriz.
Oh, he's just like the spiritual animal of the band.
I think it's like the biggest Russian connection in Vancouver.
Cool. Yeah, for sure.
You think Russia, Vancouver, Pavel Buriz.
Yeah. Damn. Good times. Playoffs. Yeah. Stanley Cup. Didn't win it, but came close, right? I think. So cool. That was the new album, Something More in Russian. And yeah, Russian Tim and Pavel Buriz, the song there. What does that mean?
Atas means, like... Shit, what does that mean? Well, it's a cry. It's like a yell. You cry when the cops are here and you have to bust. It's like what criminals use. Like, oh, Atas, let's run.
Okay.
Something like that.
Scram?
Scram, yeah.
You can say scram.
Scram. Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
It's the 1940s mobster equivalent. Scram.
Pretty much. Everybody scram.
Cool. Okay, so that's a brand new album there. Came out last month. And you guys played Dirty Bellows, of which you guys are half. Played...
Release show.
Yeah, releasing for...
Fun show. Fox Cabaret. First club gig in like 2 years for any of us.
Sit-down punk show, right?
Yeah, I mean, still...
Yeah, still. Yeah.
You can rock out sitting down.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Just interesting kind of a novelty. But yeah, cool. You guys got to open up for that. And so before that, we heard from your new unreleased EP live at Franklin Studios, Dirty Bellows with Final Frog Bonita. Three songs in just over 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Final Countdown, right?
And Final Countdown, Crazy Frog, which is just a two-bit.
Crazy Frog. I feel like that song existed before Crazy Frog, but anyways, won't get into it.
Probably.
That's good.
It was a German electronic artist. What was his name, though? God, I forgot it now.
Kraftwerk.
No. He had this funny, like
Alex
Hammer
F.
Meyer. No, that's the name of the song.
Axel F.
That's the name of the song. But
Harold Fault. No. Anyways.
Hey, you're close. You're warm. That sounds really familiar. Faltenmeyer, some crazy thing like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's move on.
It'll come back to me.
Yeah. So cool. Well, we want to play more of your cool bands here. Maybe next we'll play Normal People.
Oh yeah.
Normal People is Alexi's punk band.
Yep.
And you guys kind of active these days, or?
Yeah, we actually woke up from hibernation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, during COVID, we've been on hiatus, I guess, because some members have at-risk family members, so we could not, like, physically get together. But now that things are back to normal-ish, we all vaccinated, whatever, ready to roll. We started working on the new material, so a bunch of new songs popping up. Nothing recorded yet, but some cool stuff is coming.
Cool. Well, shall we hear something from your last album here?
Yeah, it's the title track, Normal People by Normal People.
All right, here it is. Wandering Rhythms, Normal People by Normal People. Live in the studio here, Wandering Rhythms. We haven't been live until very recently again, for the whole pandemic thing. But yeah, new studio here. Very new. And we just heard from a Hungarian producer who has been to Brazil and recorded with a lot of musicians there. So you'd be confused finding out that's just Hungarian. But yeah, that was an artist who goes by Abaze, which is a Yoruba word. The album La Roye, brand new stuff. Ofim was the track. Yes, Hungry and Brazilian. And before that, we heard from the Hologram People, a band of synth enthusiasts who take their inspiration from comic artist Jean Giraud, cosmic music, film soundtracks from the 60s and 70s. That was, yes, the Hologram People and the song Floating in Space from the new album Return to Chapel Perilous. And before we heard that, the band of Alexi over here, Normal People.
Yeah.
And the song Normal People.
Normal People.
And you're singing right in there?
Singing, playing guitar. Yep.
So you play.
Composing.
Whoa. Composing? Arranging?
Arranging.
Oh, wow.
Producing. Oh. Managing.
Oh. Writing charts.
Writing charts.
Wow. I bet you even changed the strings on your own guitar.
Sometimes.
Cool. Wow.
Alex says that my guitar is very dirty, so yeah, he cleaned it for me yesterday.
He doesn't clean it, though. Before the gig last night, the thing was filthy. It was like, you know when you turn it into the light and you can see all the greasy fingerprints?
Yeah. That's not good for you guys played it pretty... like a...
Well, George Bell is after all, dude.
I mean, yeah, I guess it kind of suits the name, right?
Yes.
But yeah, tell us, sorry, we're talking about Normal People, but your other band that you guys playing together, Dirty Bellows, in case people don't know what that is.
Well, bellows is the thing on the bayan, the accordion that you squeeze in and out. That's a thing that looks like, what does it look like?
Well, it looks like a bellows. It's actually like bellows is also, you know, like what you would use to stoke a fire, you know, the kind of, you know, the, yeah, the...
Yeah. Right. So why would one's bellows be dirty if they don't clean them, obviously?
Well, because they have some history. This is dirt of the years and the struggles and the passions, sweat, blood, and tears.
It came to our attention this summer that the name bears a certain resemblance to, it looks a lot like Dirty Bellows.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who speak English as a second language confuse the band name for Dirty Bellows, which is pretty funny, but
you have many nicknames. Yeah. Dirty Bellies, Dirty Bells.
I just wanted to emphasize that our bellows are in fact quite clean.
Sometimes.
It's just the bellows that are dirty.
I don't know, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what everybody out there was wondering.
Speak for yourself.
Cool. So what oh yeah, we had something next here from one of Alex's bands. You play one of your bands, you know, so many. The Super Crystal. We were talking earlier. You said you called it Balkan surf rock punk. Yeah.
Surf ska Balkan. It all kind of revolves around Balkan brass music. If anyone listening is familiar with like Serbian music, it's a lot of like kind of frantic horns. Lots of notes, very intense.
A lot of pulling off,
a lot of trilling. Yeah, it sounds very excited. It's good.
Nice. Well, yeah. we're gonna hear it. This is new music that hasn't been played ever for the public yet. The recording, that is.
The song is called "Corn Dog Consequence."
Sweet. So, Super Crystal, Crystal with a K, right here. On Wandering Rhythms, global premiere. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we just heard once again from Dirty Bellows, who we are here in the studio with right now, Alexi and Alex of the band Bayan and bass player. And yeah, what did we just hear there? That's it's a song that some TV people might know.
Yeah, I think it was from a show called Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings?
No.
Game of the Rings?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Babe of Thrones.
Lord of the
Lord of the Flies.
Yes, that's the one. For sure. Yeah, I don't know. I read the books, I watched the whole TV show, and that melody just ingrained in my mind.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember when the composer Ramin Djawadi came with the whole show to Vancouver. Like, they played Rogers Arena with the big friggin' symphony orchestra, and they brought a bunch of like cast people that were walking around the arena in costumes.
Really?
It was really like immersive, and they played like scenes from the show on the big screens. It was pretty cool. So I have a lot of respect for that composer and that music.
Nice. Right on. Before that, we heard Super Crystal's world premiere. The song was...
Corn Dog Consequence.
Corn Dog Consequence. So many meanings behind that, I'm sure. Great song. Beautiful.
Well, at least it's not Cornhole's Consequence.
That's even more... Even deeper. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. So...
So tell us a bit about Super Crystal. There's two trumpet players in the band.
Yeah, we got Nicola and Janine are our horn players and band leaders. We got Mick playing guitar, and our newest member is Andrew Fivey on bass, and he absolutely rips. And I play drums.
Nice. Yeah. And the trumpet is very faithful to Balkan style.
Yeah, it's very... rooted in like traditional Serbian music, Balkan sort of style of playing trumpet. It's a very unique way of playing the trumpet. It's very, I'm sure they could describe it better than I could, but as you heard, it's very kind of just soars above the rest of the music, I guess. Mm. It's very, very light, a lot of notes, very, it's very danceable. It's very, yeah.
Yeah, very and fluttery. It's like,
yeah,
all the notes are always. Like, it's never holding a single note.
You never really get the one note. You can't hang on to any one note too long, kind of thing. Yeah, but it's a cool style.
Right, cool. I heard there's a huge trumpet festival in, I think it's in Serbia. It's called Guča Festival, and that's like the Woodstock of the Balkans. And it's all centered around trumpet, bass music and stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's also huge in Macedonia. Actually, right. Our guitarist Mick went to Macedonia for like 2 months to play with. Jumbo Agusevi, it's like very famous Macedonian horn player. So they kind of, I guess, did like a bit of a mentorship with his other band, Melez. They went over there and stayed with them and just played music for like the whole 2 months. And yeah, they take it pretty seriously over there.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt. And then, yeah, bringing that Balkan stuff to Vancouver. So you guys with... between Balkan music and Russian Bayan playing, like, yeah, some Eastern flavor over here. And we're going to hear next from one of your other projects, right, Alexi? From, might as well, as a taste for, we were going to do like a bunch of Russian stuff in the second hour of the show, but I'll get a little appetizer here already. So what's this band called?
The band called Zapoy, which means binge drinking in Russian, but also it's a form of a verb sing. So like when you tell someone to sing, hey, you, sing now. So you say Zapoy. So it's like a double meaning word. And that band started when I was in university. A bunch of university pals just hanging out, drinking beers and playing music. I played bayan, guitar and flute there. Also harmonica.
Nice.
And but then we all grew up and kind of split apart. Singer moved to Barcelona. He lives there with his family now. I moved here to Vancouver. Our drummer and bassist stayed behind in Krasnodar. But we still made like an album this last summer, I guess, over the summer. Last time I went there, we actually recorded one song. This is the one we're going to play. Singer's dad passed away, and at that point, we haven't been making any music for, I don't know, 10 years since we moved on. But I guess that event re-inspired him to make new music, and that song is about his dad who passed away, which is kind of ironic. The song is very lighthearted and danceable, but the meaning is very kind of deep and personal. So I guess that's the song that I want to play. It's called There. Basically, dad is there now. I'm gonna shut up.
So this is like, this is basically a reunion album for one of your first
pretty bands. Much, yeah, pretty much.
Nice. Okay.
And like, yeah, it was on there too.
Cool. All right, let's hear. What's the band called again? Can't read the Russian.
Zapoy.
Zapoy right here on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Мой папа живет в Парамарибо, мой папа уехал в Суринам, и я знаю это точно, и в этом нет сомнений, я знаю, что он там. Там под пальмою лежит, смотрит вдаль, он там хижину построил из камыша, он на лодке по океану плывет, он гитару смастерил. Там фруктами питается весь день, и лет ему всего лишь примерно 35. То горячий песок, то под пальмою тень, упал кокос под ноги, что ж надо открывать. Там голоса счастливые звучат со всех сторон, там добрые все, там много смуглых дам, где нет ни проблем, ни боли, ни забот. Она придумана людьми, смерти нет. Ее пугают малышей. Когда-нибудь я пойму, что это были сказки. Когда-нибудь я построю дом из камышей. We'll be right back.
Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM, CJSF.ca, etc. WanderingRhythms.com. We just heard, was that another worldwide premiere right there?
That was the first time this has been played to the general public, all seven of you.
How lucky are you? How lucky are you seven people out there? All of you. Yeah, treated to a delicacy there. That was Bonita,
yeah.
Bonita, Super Crystal. Yeah. So Vancouver's, let's say, premier Balkan surf fusion rock band.
Maybe the only one that I'm aware of. But if there's any more of you out there, feel free to reach out.
That makes them premier, for sure. Cool. So Super Crystal, Super, and Crystal with a K. Catch them live. You guys are playing around this winter, sort of.
Hopefully.
Eventually.
Eventually, yeah. We're
tough time right now for booking shows, eh? Kind of weird.
Not the easiest. We got a couple. Well, our friend Janine, one of our horn players, is running a marathon in Hawaii right now. So
wow.
So yeah, we'll look into booking some stuff when she gets back. Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet
marathon in Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all okay. World class athletes as well. Yeah.
That's convenient. I'm sure it's easier to play trumpet if you have amazing.
Oh yeah, I mean you definitely have to have like some cardiovascular endurance to play like that for sure.
And before that, Super Crystal world premiere, we heard from this band made up of musicians now around the world, but originally from Krasnodar, right?
Yeah, my hometown.
So it's Alexei's band that's just put out an album again. Very cool. The modern technology, you can just send tracks across the planet and still put an album together.
Cool. Yep.
So what was that song called?
It's called Tam, Tam, which means Tam. There in Russian.
Okay.
So cool. That's where we're all going to end up, there.
Right on. Okay, so hey, we have also a special thing right now. Alexei brought out the Bayan. And we're going to hear some live music here
in
the studio.
Might as well just play something. If you know the lyrics, sing along. Oh yeah, hold on. The bubbly water. Thank you. like that.
Mamma mia!
Kirkudu.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. That's, that thing sounded... I like the clacking. It's like a percussion instrument as well.
Yeah.
Very nice. So that's the bayan, not the accordion. Well, it is kind of accordion. But yeah, it's an electric accordion, too.
It is. Yeah, it can do, like, a whole bunch of cool stuff.
You can plug it into pedals? Anything?
Not yet.
Built-in sound effects?
Unfortunately, it's so expensive that we had to cut the drum budget, so that slapping that you're hearing was me hitting the desk. I don't know if that sounded good through the...
It did.
Did it sound like drums?
I should have just let that.
Yeah, it's deep.
Well, then I'd be out of a job if you did that.
Things have a drum machine in it?
Right. Wow. Technology.
Cool.
I don't ever use that. I just use the old school way.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Thank you. Thank you for that. Mamma Mia. ABBA will receive some royalties, I think, for that performance right there.
Oh, of course.
Hell no.
Cool. So yeah,
very free to our bubbly water here.
Do you, does Dirty Bellows have any shows coming?
Well, we played a show at a birthday party last night, which was fun. We might play a New Year's party at a friend's house. We don't know yet. We'll see how the... odds be that night.
Yeah.
But right. Hopefully there will be a party or two we can crush and ruin.
You don't only play ABBA covers though, right?
Well, I mean, all we play is covers. We do have a few originals in the like process, but I don't know how soon or ever they will emerge. But hopefully it's someday.
Yeah, it's cool to play crowd pleasers like that and just mix them up into one. One musical
big blob,
stew, musical yeah. blob. So yeah, Alex Reed and Alexei
Kalinin
from Dirty Bellows, Vancouver's Whoa. Newest accordion-led musical dance band.
Oh yeah,
right on.
Can I get a?
Oh no, we can't do that.
Come on.
No, we can't do that on the radio.
Can I get a? Oh no,
no.
Yes,
no.
You can.
Nobody will ever know. And I think we should keep it that way. We're just not going to say that.
So shy.
There's some things that you can't say on the radio.
There's children listening.
Yeah.
It's a whole whole school of children on their lunch nap break right now. Did you know there's a nap room across the hall there?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Let's hit it.
It's called the nap room. And there's no lights in there. People supposedly, theoretically, just go in there and take naps when they are just... too burnt out from studying.
This is so great.
Really?
Yeah. Every time I have lunch, like at work, I just feel like napping. That would be so good.
But there's probably no nap room at your work, is there?
Well, I make it under the desk.
Is there anybody, is there like a nap room, like, you know, like official that ensures that there's only just naps going on in there?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, good question. Also, it's kind of a wacky thing that they put it across from the radio station. Nap room, live radio.
Well, it's very convenient in my case because I could really use a nap, so I might just go. I might
take 15, take all day.
Thanks, SFU.
Yeah, we're gonna finish our leftovers from yesterday and then take a deep nap.
Honestly, I think we should embrace the siesta. It's a great thing.
Yeah. Of course.
I spent some time in Bulgaria, and between the hours of I think it's 2 and 4. It's pretty strictly enforced that you can't make any noise in the middle of the afternoon in Bulgaria because everybody's having a nap, and I love that.
It's great.
You know? It's great. You wake up from your nap, you're ready to go until 2 in the morning if you want, you know?
Yeah. Here it's like if you're up super late, the next day is just going to be brutal because you got to wake up early and you got to perform all day long. You don't get 2 hours in the middle to go in the nap room.
Even half an hour would be enough.
Yeah.
I think we'd be more productive as a society if we embraced the nap.
Yes,
the nap.
We have to, Let's do it.
Well, all right, we're just going to put on a long...
Yeah, we're going to go have a nap right now.
Let's all go for a nap.
It'd be the change you want to see in the world. Yeah, start napping.
Okay, we're going to put on a long Dirty Bellows song here for nap time. What do you think? What do you guys want to hear here on this new...
Bad Venus Enter Alice, that's the one to play.
Okay.
Nice. Is that what we ended up calling it?
I don't know. That's what I just...
So all your song titles, just take one word from each of the songs that are...
Otherwise, the title would be too long to fit into any streaming system, so it's just code words.
So this one has, well, we'll let people
guess for yourself. Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Use your imagination. So yeah, Dirty Bellows here from their first EP, live at the Franklin Studio. Here is Bad Venus, Enter Alice on Wandering Rhythms, brought to you by Naptime.